Before I-35 moved traffic through Waco, Elm Avenue in East Waco was the main street to get through the city. Elm Avenue brought business, people, and life.
That was a hub. Anything culturally specific to Black life resonated in East Waco.
Andrea Bearfield is a city councilwoman for District 1. Bearfield won 50% of the votes in May 2018, becoming Waco's first African-American council member who grew up after the Civil Rights Movement.
What I have the opportunity and privilege to do is take a perspective of post-integration.
She is the daughter of former Waco Mayor Mae Jackson, who became Waco's first and only popularly elected African-American mayor. She says that she notices that she is dealing with some of the same problems, such as infrastructure, that her mother had to deal with 20 years ago.
In a way, that's my greatest disappointment, that there hasn't been that much evolution for my district, but give me an opportunity to, one, finish what she started, and two, put a little Andrea on it.
But while Bearfield acknowledges the issues in District 1, she has a plan that will grow the predominantly African-American community.
We have a streetscape project that is underway. We're getting new pipes, new water lines under the street. We're getting new sidewalks, ADA specification lighting.
Along with the improvements, new businesses like hotels will be joining the district. For business and homeowners, preserving the historical parts of East Waco is a priority. But some are concerned about what the new development may bring.
Everybody's not in agreement with the change, but change happens.
That's Carla Dodson. After she served the United States Air Force, she moved back to Waco and made District 1 her home. Dodson owns a 25 by 30 foot lot where she manages a family food truck on Elm Avenue. She has been there for 6 years and makes a point to wave at customers as they pass by. Her top concern about the development is rising property taxes, specifically how they affect the elderly.
People are buying them out and not really giving them the value of what a home should be, and then you got some of the people that don't want to move.
She says that she has also seen her property taxes increase.
What happens to people that are on a fixed income? I mean, because I can fix mine, but what happens to those people that cannot?
Despite her worries, Dodson is excited for the changes happening to District 1. The growth and change happening in East Waco is also reaching new residents.
The growth opportunity seemed good. It was a good place for young entrepreneurs like myself to come back.
Chris Clark began renovating his new home in District 1 7 months ago. After graduating from Baylor University and finishing law school in Minnesota, he moved back to Waco to start his own law practice. He says he is looking forward to the changes coming to the neighborhood.
Yeah, really excited for the new streetscape coming on Elm Street, as well as just sort of the turning over of the different properties, even just that the properties are changing hands to folks with some vision.
Although he is for the development, he still recognizes some problems it could bring to current residents.
I think East Waco has this particular energy about it. It's fear of gentrification, which is well noted.
But he also says,
I think East Waco is particularly strong in advocating for its own rights.
Andrea Bearfield says she knows when to negotiate and when to fight for the rights of District 1, a lesson she learned from her mother.
We're strong in our community, we're strong in our voice, and we are flat-footed about it and unapologetic about what we want to see happen in our community.
Bearfield also says she's excited to see a new renaissance in East Waco, welcoming the evolution and growth.
It is a historic African-American business district, and so if you are not of color and you're coming to East Waco, just know where you're coming.
Meanwhile, on Elm, Dodson is frying French fries and handing out Kool-Aid pickles to her customers as they head home from school and work. And although they all agree that the development is needed, no one wants to lose what this community was built on. For KWBU, I'm Christina Valdez.